Krishna.
Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai.
Jai. So, Maharaj, you chant the prayer?
Yeah.
Kirtan?
Yes.
Okay, please.
Oh, Krishna. I don't know where it is it went. Okay. Okay. You can hear now, Bhais, clearly?
Yes, yes.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi jana vallabha girivara Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira Manachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Mallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Mallabha Giribhara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi jana vallabha girivaradhari Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava
Punjabi Hare, Gopi Jalavallabha Vini Varanai, Yasodanandana Braja Janaranyana, Yasodanandana Braja Janaranyana, Yasodanandana Braja Janaranyana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Kevaradhari, Jaya Radha Madhava Sadha Madhava Raje, Jaya Radha Giridhari Sadha Giridhari Raje, Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radhe, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Gaura Nitaya, Jaya Gaura Nitaya, Gaura Nitaya, Jaya Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Bol Hari,
राधा माधव की जय, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय, श्री श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय, शील प्रभुपाद की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर समानंदे हरि हरि हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण.
ओके महाराज, वी हैव सम क्वेश्चंस फ्रॉम लास्ट वीक.
यस,
सो I read the first question in Chinese first, okay?
Okay.
第一个问题啊，我们上周还有一些问题还没有回答啊，所以 Maharaj 先回答奉献者们的问题。第一个问题是 Rajendra does Prabhu 通向地狱三道门的色欲、愤怒、贪婪，没有提到嫉妒通向地狱。莫非嫉妒不会通向地狱吗？还是嫉妒已经在地狱了？ Okay, Maharaj, lust, anger and greed are three gates to the hell. What about envy? Isn't envy the gate to the hell too, either? Or envious people are already in the hell?
Yes, already he gave the answer. Yeah, they are already in the hell.
Yeah,
because they are. Oh Krishna, Oh Mayananti, Jnananjana Savakya Chakramudam Jnantasmay Shri Gurudam Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutala Swayam Bhutala Ramalam Dharati Sukaram Dikam Vandiyam Shri Vajrayutta Padakam Atpiru Vaishnava Sajkari Sanchakadatam Sharanam Atam 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 Atam
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj 说是的，你的问题里头你自己已经给了答案。
Yes, actually, that Prabhu gave the answers. He says, is already the envies, those who are envy people, they are always in the hell.
是的，这个 Prabhu, Rajendra Prabhu, 他已经在他的问题中给了这个答案。事实上，那些嫉妒的人已经身处在地狱中了。
Because the envy people always, they are warning.In the fire of it.
因为嫉妒的人他的整个人就像是火在焚烧一样的痛苦。
Although the outside they look very good, but inside they don't have anything because like termite, the Shastra give the example, like termite, no? Like the white ant, they eat everything, the wood inside. And outside it looks like good, but inside everything whole.So they ate it.
Maharaj, you say you give the example from the Shastra. What is that? What is like, that outside and inside? What's the word?
The wood, you know wood?
Yeah.
Wood, when that, this white ant eat the wood. The
white
inside, ant? White ant. You know the term? You don't know. The white ant. Oh, Krishna. So there is one inside.Insect, he ate the wood. Yes, so they ate the wood inside. But the wood outside looks good, but inside is nothing is there because they ate it.
Yes, yes, yes. 对，他就说，Maharaj 就说，这个嫉妒的人，他也许外表看起来很好，但是事实上，他的内在其实是。整个是空洞的一无所有，就像是经典里面举了一个例子，就是就像木头，它里面有一种虫，这个蛀虫它已经把这个木头的给都蛀空了，所以表面上你看到好像是一块木头，可是事实上它里面是完全是空的。
Because they are burning in that fire, in envy fire, no? And inside they completely born, everything born.
对，因为嫉妒的人，这种妒火中烧，他整个把自己就是都是焚烧的，所以事实上他里面真的是什么都没有，是空荡的。他就是虚有其表而已。
This way they are in always in very there they go so much suffering.That's why they are in hell.
因此嫉妒的人其实他们遭受巨大的痛苦，所以好比就像在地狱一样的。
The envy, the pride, you know, these are the all are the related. They are the relative. They are
envy,
the relative.
And pride, right?
Yes.
Envy and pride are related.
They are related. So when Krishna says, they are all together.
这个嫉妒跟骄傲是有相关的。所以 Krishna, 基本上就是谈到嫉妒也会谈到骄傲，几乎都会就是同时都会提到这两个东西，两个特质。
But especially envy is very so much that's why we cannot use in Krishna service the envy.
但是唯独就是嫉妒这种东西，就是特别就是没有办法用来做服务。
So that's why we have to give up this.
所以我们必须要放下这个嫉妒。
Envy people thinking they are doing good because they are very envious towards other people, but they are thinking, okay, I am doing good, but actually they are not doing, they are burning themselves they are burning.
You say envious people, they think they are good.
Yeah, they are thinking whatever they are doing, they are good, but actually they are burning in the fire, no? So those who are burning itself themselves, so how they are in good position?
这个嫉妒的人，他们会可能还为自己，有自我感觉良好，可是事实上，这样子嫉妒就像一把火，它焚烧自己也焚烧别人，所以它烧毁了一切，怎么可能别人会觉得是好的呢？ 怎么会让人觉得舒服呢?
Okay.
Yes.
They're in like
yes.
Hell.
Yeah. 所以嫉妒真的就是嫉妒的人，其实他已经身处地狱了。好，下一个问题是Pancha Tatava Prabhu. 非常感谢 Maharaj 和翻译主持人 Agasura 是嫉妒的代表，主 Krishna 杀了他。 Amoga 嫉妒主 Chaitanya。 主柴坦雅拯救了他。这些Lila对奉献者有什么启示呢? Okay, Maharaj, the question is, Agasura is the representative of envy, and Krishna killed Agasura. However, Amoga was envious of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Lord delivered him, saved him. So what is the revelation teaching in this Leela?
Actually, the Agasur, the Kaliya, they are the, actually, they are the so much envy. They have the so much envy.
这个 Agasura 跟 Kaliya, Kaliya 蛇,他们都是非常的嫉妒的生物体。
Of course, the Lord was presented there and they are completely come to direct to the Lords. And the Amog Pandit, Mahaprabhu direct because they, Mahaprabhu give the mercy because they are the devotees. They are, because they are the, not devotees, they are the connected with the devotees. Because Amog Pandit, he is the relative, is the devotees. So Mahaprabhu saved him. And that also in Kaliya case, Kaliya also, because the Kaliya's wife, they are also devotee of the Krishna. That's why Krishna didn't kill him.
Okay. Maharaj said, 这个Kaliya跟Agasura, 他们都是嫉妒的代表。那 Krishna, 因为他们 也亲自就是接触到了 Krishna， 碰触到了 Krishna， 尽管他们被 Krishna 杀死，可是他被 Krishna 碰触了，所以也得到了解脱。那卡利亚呢？因为卡利亚的妻子是奉献者，所以Krishna 后来并没有杀死这个 Kaliya， 而这个Amoga Pandit 上次讲的这个 Lila。 Amoga， 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之所以拯救了他，有一个原因是由于他是主挚爱的奉献者的亲人，他是Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的他的女婿，所以是亲人，所以因为他跟奉献者的关联，所以主柴坦雅 Mahaprabhu 拯救了他。 Okay.
So, this is the, like, actually direct Leela to, actually, with Lord Krishna, no? To when Krishna directed, Krishna delivered them, and someone did direct envy, and towards Krishna, but in this case, because they have relation with Krishna, because they are relative, they are the wife and they are the devotee, that's why Krishna saved them. But if we think we will do, then it is very difficult to survive, because if someone, because we cannot do, some people have envy towards Krishna.
Yeah, you say some people are envious of Krishna, then what?
Towards Krishna, no?
Yeah.
So because that time Krishna was present here,
yeah.
And And now, who can save them?
Oh, okay, okay. 马拉 就说，我想想看，这些逍遥时光里面的这些人物，他们是那么的嫉妒 Krishna， 但是因为当时 Krishna 的临在，Krishna 拯救了他们，让他们得到了净化。但是我们现在的我们要非常的小心，因为现在如果我们有这种嫉妒的倾向，我们放纵这种嫉妒的倾向的话，那么谁来救我们呢？ Krishna 现在我们的状况跟当时他们的情况是不同的，对，所以我们要特别的小心。那 Krishna 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 拯救了这个 Amoga， 其实就是因为他是奉献者的他的纯粹奉献者的亲人的关系，所以他特别拯救了他。那那些被 Krishna 杀死的人，他们其实也是得到净化，得到拯救的。 OK，
So Krishna so mercifully, when someone do the envy, but many times Krishna give the mercy them and Krishna save them. But if someone towards envy, towards devotee, that is more dangerous. Most dangerous.
Yes. Krishna 是那么的仁慈，所以尽管有些人对 Krishna 那么怀有恶意、嫉妒，那么的强烈的那种嫉妒的心态，可是 Krishna 是那么的仁慈，还是给他们仁慈，拯救了他们。但是这是对 Krishna 的嫉妒。我们要特别特别小心的是，如果是嫉妒奉献者的话，就事情就没有这么简单了。Krishna 不会轻易的原谅，就是那些对奉献者怀有恶意、嫉妒奉献者的人。所以这是非常危险的。
So in fourth canto there is mentioned how if the devotee, if someone envious towards devotee, that is how it is so dangerous. So no one can save him.
舍利弗伽瓦坦第四篇有讲到，就是关于如果有人嫉妒奉献者，那就很可怕了，这是一种非常的可怕的危险的一种情况。嫉妒奉献者的人基本上是没有人能够拯救的。
So there is the famous story, famous katha incident happened in Bhagavatam. It is mentioned the Dakhya Prajapati. The case of the Dakhya Prajapati. So Dakhya Prajapati, because he don't like, he is envious towards Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva.
Maharaj, your voice sometimes a little bit broken. Yeah.
So the Dakhya Prajapati, he has so much Dakhya Prajapati.
Daksha, oh Daksha, okay, I see.
Yes, Dakhya yeah. Prajapati. So he was so much envy to Shiva, Lord Shiva.
Yes. 那 Daksha 呢，他对 Shiva 是有那么深的嫉妒。
So Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnav?
而 Shiva 是一个那么伟大的奉献者。
And if someone doing the envy towards the great Vaishnav, so, and what happened, you can see when Dakhya Prajapati, because he was doing knowingly, intentionally, he was doing the sacrifice to give disrespect to Lord Shiva, to give, because he has so much envy, so he wants to dishonor in front of everyone. So that's why the proposal was that he performed that sacrifice. See, he arranged that sacrifice to dishonor, disrespect to Shiva.
这个 Daksha 最可怕的就是他是故意的，他故意在众人的面前羞辱 Shiva， 他举行那样的祭祀，我在众人面前就是给 Shiva 难堪。
So Lord Shiva knows, and he knows, so they didn't invite even Shiva, and because the Shiva's wife, the Sati, was the daughter of Dakshya.
那这个 Shiva 的这个妻子, 是那个 Daksha 的, Daksha 的女儿。 那这个 Daksha 他没有就是邀请, 邀请那个 Shiva。
So, the wife of Shiva, the Sati, her name is Sati.
Sati.
Sati. So, she says, oh, my dear husband, my father is doing the sacrifice. And Lord Shiva says, yes, I know that. Now he invited everyone, but he didn't invite us.
那就是 Sati, 就是 Shiva 的妻子, Daksha 的女儿, 她就告诉 Shiva 说, 我的父亲正在举办一场盛大的祭祀, Shiva 告诉她说, 我知道, 但是他并没有邀请我们参加。
So Lord Shiva knows because what will happen, and he says, yes, good, if he didn't invite us, so we will not go. Better we don't go there. But the Sati, she was so anxious to go. She, without permission, she went. She left.
那Shiva他觉得说，跟Sati说，因为你的父亲 Daksha 并没有邀请我们，所以我们就不过去了，我们不去参加这场祭祀。但是Sati他自己决定，他要去找他的父亲。So
instead of Shiva told her don't go, but she went. So, and we know what happened. Dakshya didn't give the respect to Sati, but mother, her mother gave respect. But Dakshya was blasphemed so badly, Shiva. So Sati could not tolerate this.
所以 Sati 在没有得到 Shiva 的，没有知会他，告诉他的状况下。 私下就跑去找他的爸爸 Daksha， 好去参加的那个祭祀。那这个 Daksha 对 Sati 不是很尊重，尽管他的母亲对 Sati 是尊重的。那 Daksha 在 Sati 的面前亵渎，就是咒骂这个Shiva， 就是给他讲了很多难听的话。 所以让 Sati 非常的难以忍受。
So Sati, because her name is Sati, she is Sati. Sati means chest. She is very chest.
那她的名字, Daksha 的女儿的名字叫 Sati. Sati 本身的意思就是贞洁的意思。
So she cannot do because she cannot do anything because of father, and she cannot do because he cannot tolerate the blaspheme, his husband blaspheming. So she immediately gave her life.
那就是 Daksha 对 Sati 的丈夫 Shiva 的这种口出这种恶言这种羞辱，对 Sati 来说，这么一个贞洁的女子来讲，实在太难以忍受了。她 真的忍无可忍，后来甚至于最后 Sati 他当场放弃了他的生命，结束了他的生命。
So this is the system. If someone blaspheming the devotee, the great Vaishnava, so if you have power, you just caught his blasphemer the tongue. If you don't have power, so immediately leave that place. Don't stay there. And if you cannot do, then give up your life. So if you don't do, then the aparad will come to you.
所以哪里如果哪里有就是亵渎奉献者的事情发生, 那么在场的人应该把这个亵渎的人的舌头给割下来啊，如果没有办法打败他的话，应该把他的舌头给割下来，要不然的话就应该要当场就是要不然就是要自杀，要不然就是要立刻离开现场。这是亵渎奉献者这个严重的后果。如果人没有这么做的话，那么这个人他就会带着很可怕的冒犯会跟着他。
So this way he cannot, because he cannot give up his father if he cannot cut his tongue and he cannot tolerate the husband blaspheming that he was. So then he give up her life there.
Sati 就是遇到了这种情况，他的父亲亵渎伟大的奉献者 Shiva 他的先生，因此作为女儿他没有办法把他爸爸的舌头割下来，所以他就决定自己自尽，他了结他自己的生命。
But she, because she is Sati, she is the chaste lady, that's why although she gave up her life body, but another body she got, she become Parvati and then he got the Lord Shiva again, his husband. But if he stop do the, she can listen the blaspheme and do this, so she would not have to get that again, that body, no, that position.
那 Sati 呢，因为他是那么的贞洁，他没有办法忍受就是虚吧，别人对虚吧，他父亲对虚吧的这种羞辱，那因此他就结束了他自己的生命。但是因为他的地位是这么的纯净，以至于他结束他的身体之后，他立刻重生，得到了另外一个身体，就是以 Parvati 的身份前来。他一样 Parvati 也是就是 Shiva 的妻子。那如果如果 Sati 他不是处在这么的I don't remember the last thing you say about Sati, because she is so chaste. So
she
didn't listen to the Daksha's blasphemy, so she came.
Because she was not diverted, you know, in because she did whatever the according Shastra she did. She gave up of her life. So that's why. She didn't see any apparatus.
因为Sati 他完全按照经典的教导，就是当有人亵渎的时候，他是用自尽的方式，所以他完全没有违反经典的教导，因此他没有冒犯，所以他才能够得到一个重生，得到这个 Parvati 的这个身体， Parvati 的身份，以 Parvati 的身份再来，因为他没有带有任何的冒犯。因为他做对了事情，他对于亵渎的人，在亵渎的人面前所发生的这一切，他遵循了经典的教导。
So she got again, Shiva become her husband. So but the Kheprajapati, what happened the Kheprajapati? So they have big fighting. So Shiva's the servant, they came and they have so big fighting and.At last, Shiva, one of the servant, caught his head, the head, chop of head, you know?
那后来 Parvati 又得到了 Shiva 为他的丈夫，但是因为 Daksha 的行为实在是太可恶了，后来 Shiva 的仆人们来跟 Daksha, 他们发生了一场激战。那后来 Shiva 的一位仆人就是把 Daksha 的头给砍了下来。这就是亵渎奉献者的结果。
So, and when Shiva came, then there is the Kshu was no head, he was headless, so he was dead. So Shiva, somehow or other, they all pray to Lord Shiva, then say Shiva put one goat head, and he fixed it. He did big surgery, you know. See. So he got the goat head.
Shiva fixed the head.
You don't know, you don't understand. So,
yeah, you say, I understand, but who fixed the head? I forgot.
Shiva put the head in the Kaprajapati, you know, goat head.
Okay. Now, 后来, Shiva 的仆人把 Daksha 的头砍掉，后来 Shiva 到场的时候，Shiva 就给那个 Daksha 砍下来的头，他放了一个，就是一个羊的头，给就是放在 Daksha 的头上，所以他变成山羊头。
So this is the result. If you see Daksha was whole body was human body and the head is goat head.
所以 Daksha 的身体还是 Daksha 的身体，原本人的身体，可是他的头却是一个羊头。
So how looks like you can imagine?
所以大家可以想象一下，这是什么样的一个场景啊？这是一个什么样的一个面貌？人体接着一头山羊的头。
So this is the if someone envious towards devotees, so he will become like this.
所以如果有人嫉妒奉献者的话，下场就很可怕，就会这个就是一个很好的一个故事来警惕我们。
It is okay because Panchatattva Guru said because this is Lila because.The Kaliya, in the Kaliya case, because Lord was present there. Lord can deliver, but if someone envious towards devotees, oh my God, it is very difficult to save the devotee because it will be very, very so much offense.
对，就是潘查塔塔巴帕布问的这个问题啊，那当时卡利亚。卡利亚当时也是有 Krishna 在场，所以他尽管他那么嫉妒 Krishna， 可是 Krishna 却拯救了他。但是有 Krishna 在场，他能够得到这样的仁慈。但是我们要很小心，如果我们嫉妒奉献者的话，那可就没有人救得了，那下场真的很可怕。我们要特别的小心，千万不要嫉妒奉献者。
Okay.
Yes.
So, any other question?
Another question is Taruni Chusi. 顶拜 Maharaj 在服务的机会面前，应该是谦让呢，还是当仁不让呢？Okay, this question is regarding service. We should keep humble and give the service opportunity to others.Or we should keep the service to ourselves.
No. So, we are full and give to service to give the chance to other. They can get the.
我们应该要把服务派发给其他的人。
Because we have to teach others, and they have to learn the service.
我们必须要给别人机会，让别人学习，透过做服务来学习。
This way many people can participate, many soul can participate.
如此的话就有很多人都可以参与这个服务可以融进来。
Okay?
Yes. Okay, the next one, Suki Devi, Dasi, Mataji, 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译能够察觉到自己内在的嫉妒，也知道这样不好，但又无法。控制自己，也会为自己心生嫉妒而懊恼。其实，自己很受苦，该如何跨越呢？I can be aware of my inner envy and understand that the envious tendency is not good for me, but I just cannot control myself and feel very much troubled.And suffer from the envy problem. Please, Maharaj, please guide me how to overcome this problem.
Yes. So this is the good question, and this is also because many we are face this problem.
这是一个很好的问题，因为事实上很多人都面临着这种窘境，就是关于嫉妒，内心嫉妒的问题。
We know we should not do envy any living entities. Why devotee? Any living entity we should not have that hard-hearted, no, that envious things. We should not.
我们都知道，事实上，不只是奉献者，我们即便对其他的生物体，我们也不应该去嫉妒。更别说是奉献者了。
So how we can overcome that?
那我们要怎么样能够克服这样的问题呢？
That is love. Because if we love everybody, if we think actually all are the sons, all are the daughter of Lord, these are our families.
其实爱是一切的解药。有爱的地方就不会有嫉妒。如果我们能够把这些众生奉献者们看成是 Krishna 的孩子，好，不管是儿子还是女儿，把他们视为就是一家人，是 Krishna 灵性的跟我们是灵性的一家人的话，那么这样子就能够就是抑制这样的这种内心的这种嫉妒，把它驱赶走。
So whenthis thing go out, it will clear in our heart will be clean. And how heart will be clean? When our consciousness will be clean. Because we are thinking myself, ourself, everything ourself we are thinking. We are thinking all our benefits, all our happiness, but we are not thinking the supreme happiness. Which...
我们最大的问题就是我们太自我中心了，我们都在想着我的利益是什么，别人有没有注意我，我们都在想别人要注意我，关照我，我的利益是什么，所以才会充满了这种污浊的这种嫉妒的这种心态。可是如果我们能够想的至尊主 Krishna 他的意愿是什么，他喜欢什么，如果我们能够想到 Krishna 的话，那么我们就会知道该怎么做，我们就能够清除这可怕的污染，这种嫉妒的污染。
When actually as soon as we think others in envy way, now it is very bad way. So will ourselves we burn? Ourselves we will like envy the fire, no? We will all disturb when we think bad thing others. We plan bad thing. We plan.Very bad way, or who do some bad things towards other, means it is very difficult because we ourselves we disturb.
那如果我们怀着嫉妒的心态对待别人的话，那这把火不但灼烧自己，也会灼伤别人。所以其实这个是这种状况，这种处境，就是其实给自己带来极大的。一种痛苦，也给别人带来极大的痛苦，因为火的焚烧是非常可怕的，猛烈的。
Like when I see somebody very looks good and very nice, and if we disturb, oh, how he can good, how he looks, he looks good, how he is like this, how, so in our mind, our tension, my blood pressure is going high.
当我们看到别人拥有了各种美好的这种成就，什么东西做得很好，我们就见不得别人的好，我们就会想他为什么能够这么好，他为什么能够拥有这些，对，这就我们的嫉妒心就发作了。
So this way, like both fire, if both fire will fight together, like two rockets, the two bombs collide, together come, no? It will be a big blast. It will like, it can like destroy many things.
那这种情况就很像是就是那个炸弹啊，两个炸弹放在一起同时要爆炸是非常可怕的。
But love, that's why love is such a great things, such a valuable things. love can, in front of love, the lust, anger, greedy, envy, everything will go finish. In front of love, no one can stand.
所以在但是如果有纯净的爱的话，在爱的面前，不管是这些强烈的物质欲望、贪婪、愤怒，甚至于是嫉妒，都无所遁形的，因为爱是那么的，就是卓越，是那么的，那么的重要，充满了价值，是那么的美好。
First love will nourish you and also nourish others.
爱不只滋养自己，也能够滋养别人，啊，孕育一切生机，孕育一切的生机。
But envy finish you, also finish others.
但是嫉妒的话，就是不但把自己给解决了，也把别人给解决了，让彼此都无法好好的生存。
That's why if someone has eyes, love of eyes, so he can see the Shyamsundara.
所以如果一个人有涂了爱的眼膏的时候，那么他就能够看到我们美丽的主啊 ,Shyamsundara.
Yes, Lord Shyamsundara.
我们的主 Shyamsundara,
So if our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says, if we Krishna consciousness, so that needs, because if the consciousness, the love, our heart will smear with love, our eyes will be smear with love, so we can see everything, see Krishna. So we will not do, so that that person can sarva bhuta hiterata. So that person can do benefit for others.
Can do what? Benefit.
Benefit for others.
Benefit for others. Okay.
Yes.
所以这就是所谓的 Krishna 知觉啊。当我们的心中承载了满满的这种纯净的爱，当我们的眼睛涂上了这个爱的眼膏，我们就能够就是看到万事万物都跟 Krishna 的一种连结，我们就能够真正的去利益所有的众生，真正的去爱他们。
So he also benefited, also he benefit others.
那这样的状况不但是利益自己，也能够去利益所有其他的人。
So that is the characteristics of love.
这就是爱的特质。
And lost, we are coming from love. We are coming to the lost.
We are coming to the lost.
Yes. Now we are coming because we will start the lust today.
Maharaj, can you say again? Sometimes you're broken. You are broken.
I was saying because we are coming to the lust, because we will discuss the today lust, no? About lust.
Lust, yeah. You say it. Maharaj, can you make some adjustment? Your connection sometimes broken, yeah.
Actually, today I am not using any headphone, nothing. I put my phone, and if it's something happening, means the network. Because it is, I connected everything, because today I am not using computer and no headphone, nothing. I am just in the phone. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Maharaj, what's the last thing you say? You say what about lust?
No, we'll start the topic today. We'll discuss about lust.
那今天我们就要来讨论另外一个内心的障碍就是这个物质欲望，物质感官享乐的这种欲望。
The lust and love.
就是色欲跟爱，物质欲望跟爱这两种。
This is the great topic in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. If many scriptures give this, the description about lost and love.
这个在《薄伽梵歌》《圣典薄伽瓦坛》还有《永恒的柴坦亚经》中都是一个非常非常重要的主题，就是来探讨什么是物质欲望，什么是爱。
So the question finish, yeah?
Yes, finish, yes.
So, the last, so we'll discuss the last, the calm, it is the word calm or lost. So in Bhagavad Gita, let's just mention.
那在薄伽梵歌中 Krishna 有提到这个所谓的物质欲望 Karma。
Yes, karma.
Karma.
Karma is a krodho is a rajaguna samudbhavah mahasano mahapapma vidhaye namiha vairinam. So this supreme, the supreme personality of God had said, it is lost only Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion.And later, it transmit to anger, the wrath, and which is to all devouring sinful enemy of this world.
这是薄伽梵歌中第三章的一节诗。这节诗说，至尊人格守神说，仅仅是物质欲望。Arjuna, 与激情属性接触产生物质欲望。物质欲望继而转为愤怒。物质欲望是世界上吞没一切的罪恶大敌。Yes.
So Prabhupada many things writes about what is the lost.
那释迦牟尼佛讲述了很多关于物质欲望的这个主题。
So he many paragraphs, many pages he writes when a living entity comes in contact with the material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into the lust. Did you understand?
Yes, yes, 那释迦牟尼佛他用了很多的文字在讲述当我们这个生物体呢跟这个物质属性一接触的时候，我们原本对 Krishna 的爱就会被转化成物质的欲望。
So the, in the association with the mode of passion, or in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed with lust. So it means when actually the living entity come contact with the material creation,The eternal love, the Krishna, which is that transform into the lust. So the association with the mode of passion, ignorance.
当我们跟就是物质的这种激情属性接触，那我们永恒的原本对 Krishna 这种永恒的纯粹的爱就会被转化成低等的这种物质的欲望。
So like Prabhupada give the example like as a milk contact with the sour things, so it is transmitted into yogurt.
那就像是牛奶如果就是接触到了这个酸乳旺子之后，它就会变成酸奶。这个一样的道理。
So similar way, when the lost, when lost is unsatisfied, it turns into what? The anger, no? So then anger.
而当这样的物质欲望如果得不到满足的时候，它就会转化成愤怒。
So then into illusion. When the wealth is, the anger is going to illusion. When transport illusion, then illusion continues the material world existence. The illusion, that's, this is the illusion we are in material world. It is continuous.
Yes. 那当物质欲望得不到满足的时候，它就会变成愤怒，然后愤怒就会转化为错觉，而正因为这个错觉，这个幻觉，使我们继续停留在物质的存在中，生死轮回。
So therefore, the lost is the greatest enemy of the living entities.
所以这个物质欲望真的是生物的头号大敌。
So that's why it is how lust remain. I will give some because Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says many, many slokas about lust.
Krishna 在不加梵歌中他讲了有很多的师姐都在谈论关于这个物质欲望的这个主题。
So he mentioned Bhagavad Gita
338. 在不加梵歌第三章的32节诗。
Dhumena vriyate varni jatha darso malena yatho blena vrita garbhas tatha tene damabritam. So as fire is covered by smoke, as a mirror is covered by dust, or as the embryo is covered by womb, the living entity is similarly covered by different degree of this lost.
这是第三章的第38节诗，译文是这样，正如浓烟蔽火，尘土盖尽，或子宫包裹胎儿，物质欲望不同程度地遮蔽了生物。Yes, Maharaj.
So this is the, we can understand how the lost cover our consciousness.
所以从这节诗我们就可以了解到这个所谓的物质欲望是如何遮住我们的知觉意识。
So like smoke is covered by fire, so dust is covered by mirror. So when mirror is dusty, so we cannot see our face.
这边比喻是说浓烟可以遮蔽住火，那这个尘土盖镜，当这个镜子如果上面沾满了尘土的时候，我们是看不见东西的。
So this is the how Krishna is the great enemy, and that's why it is we have to very careful. That Krishna says in other place, Abhruta Jnanavedinam Jnaninam Nitya Vairana. He is a Nitya Vairi. He is a Nitya Vairi. Eternal enemy. The lost is the eternal enemy. The form of lust.
所以我们要很小心，这个物质欲望真的是我们的头号大敌，我们要非常的小心。Krishna 也在其他的师姐也讲得很清楚，事实上这个物质的这个物质欲望它就是我们这种永恒的敌人。Eternal enemy, right?
Eternal enemy. So kama rupena kauntaya duspirala nalena. So this is the kama rupena. This is the form of lust which is never satisfied and which burn like fire.
对，所以 Krishna 在另外一节诗他有讲到这种有知识的生物，那纯净的意识知觉就被他永恒的敌人物质欲望所遮盖。那这种物质欲望它就像熊熊的烈火一样永不满足。Yeah. Never satisfied.
Yes, they never, that's why it is said, when you put fire in fuel, So it's going to go more and more, more and more. So it never settles. That's why this is the calm. That's why it is calm. Never settles.
所以这个比喻是很恰当的。我们的物质欲望真的就像那燃烧的烈火。因为如果我们拼命的想要满足欲望的话，就很像是往火堆里面加燃料，它只会越烧越烈。
So for this, the calm, the lost, everything starts.
那从这个物质欲望，它会衍生出所有的问题。
So how it is comes in our heart, how it is happen?
那就是这个物质欲望它是如何盘踞在我们的心中的呢？它是怎么发生的呢？
So this is the Krishna also mentioned in other place. So how Arjuna asks Krishna, how, because I don't want this, but how I am just forcibly I am just someone like force me.
所以 Arjuna 才会问 Krishna 一个问题，就是说，到底是什么在驱使人，就是身不由己的作恶呢？为什么会这么身不由己呢？
So Krishna he said actually this is the beginning, the root is dhayato visayan punsa sangaste supajayati sangat sanjayate kama kama krodha vijayate. When you think the object, the sense object, you know.Visaya means object.
Yes. 所以事实上Krishna 他讲了很清楚，他说因为当我们注视或想念这个感官对象的时候，我们很自然就会对这个感官对象产生依恋。
Then the person, when he, the senses see something, saw something, and he developed the attachment. From that,
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes,
I couldn't hear you. I understand what you are talking about, but I didn't hear the last thing you say. Because,
A person when develop attachment towards the sense objects, so.Some attachment the lost develop.
当我们注视或想念冥想那个感官对象的时候，我们就会产生这种依恋，而这种依恋会产生出那种物质享乐的那种欲望。
So from there the lost, because when you remember something, the object, sense object, then you remember, hey, how I'll get that. So there lost starts.
所以这个一开始就是一个问题，就是当我们去注视，去冥想，去这个就是想念这个感官的对象，这一步一步的，我们就会掉进这个物质享乐的这种欲望的深渊之中，因为你注视想念这个感官对象，就会发生依恋，依恋之后就会产生想要去享受它的欲望。
So when you, Remember, then when you want to get that sense object, and when you are not able to some that difficulty, then the anger will arise. From lust, then anger, kama, krodha abhijayate. From kama, or lust, then krodha.
当我们想要就是去满足自己的这种享乐的欲望的时候，但是问题是不一定能够就是能够满足，所以当我们就是没有办法满足的时候，我们就会产生出那种挫折，然后愤怒。所以事实上，愤怒是由这种物质享乐的欲望产生出来的，是从 karma 然后转化成这个 krodha 愤怒 krodha。
krodha then krodha bhavati sammoho from the anger the complete delusion arises.
Then from delusion.
Bewilderment of memory, then you lost your memory. When krodha will so super prone krodha, no prone anger, then then delusion, then you will build up and you will lose your memory.
嗯，所以这个愤怒它会导致这种错觉，哈、哦，就是当人很愤怒的时候，整个都处在这种错觉中，而这个错觉会让我们的记忆迷乱。嗯，然后我们的、and then
smriti vibhram, then smriti vibhram vinasha. When your memory will go last, then your intelligence also go finish. Smriti vibhram, smriti vibhram buddhinasa. Buddhinasa means your intelligence go, intelligence also last.
Yes. 而当我们这种记忆迷乱的时候，我们的智力就会丧失。那智力一丧失 ，OK, Maharaj, you finish this, yeah.
Yeah, then lost, when the lost, when the intelligence lost, then fall down.
嗯，那我们只要记忆力一丧失的时候，智力一丧失的时候，我们就会重新坠入这个物质的泥潭，重新经历这些生死轮回，重新坠入物质的捆绑之中。嗯。
So there's many locus, many, because if someone not control his lust, and if that will be great enemy for us.
嗯。嗯。
If
如果我们如果我们没有办法控制住我们自己的物质欲望的话，这个物质欲望肯定就会是我们的，一直都会是我们的敌人。
And if someone control the calm, control the lust, that, and if you utilize Krishna service.
嗯，如果我们能够控制住我们的物质欲望，而把这个欲望用来为 Krishna 做服务的话，那么处境就会很好。
So that lust and that anger, if you utilize Krishna service, so that you can satisfy Krishna.
嗯，如果我们把物质欲望跟愤怒用来为 Krishna 做服务的话，那么就会让 Krishna 很满意。
Like no longer they will become your enemy, they will become your friend.
嗯，那么永远本来是我们的这种头号大敌，好，我们的敌人就能够把这个敌人变成我们的朋友。
So、that's why Narottam Das Thakur says, Krishna, Kama Krishna Karmarpane. You utilize the calm, the lust, Karmarpane. Everything just do for Krishna. JustDedicated the calm, the lust in the Krishna service. Karma arpane. Kama Krishna karma arpane.
Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say?
No, it is Narottam Das Thakur. He wrote
Narottam Das Thakur, 他写了这样的话，就是我们应该要把这个物质的享乐的这个欲望，物质欲望用来为 Krishna 做服务。
So that's why Prabhupada gave the example how the Hanuman, he utilized his anger, he burned the Lanka.
嗯，是的，帕布帕也讲到哈努曼是如何运用他的愤怒来烧毁这个锡兰岛，斯里兰卡。
Yes, so that's why Prabhupada says, therefore lust and the anger.When they are employed in Krishna consciousness, become our friends instead of our enemies.
对，所以释迦牟尼佛说，这个物质欲望和愤怒，如果我们能把它们用来为 Krishna, 用在 Krishna, 知觉上，好，用来为 Krishna 做服务的话，那么他们就有机会变成最好的，就变成我们的朋友，变成一种助力。
So this is the samsastric evidence, and also Krishna says in 16th chapter, if someone does not, if he, someone does control the come, the last. So if he, when he says in Bhagavad Gita, yam sastra vidhi musturje vartate kamakar nasa siddhi navapnoti. Na sa siddhi navapnoti na sukham na paramgati. People who denied the scriptural injection and act according to his own whims, and he will never get attain the perfection or nor happiness or nor supreme destinations, because if he when did you understand?
Yes. Which chapter?
It is 20 or 23 numbers.
Oh, 16.
Maybe last one verse before. 16 last verse and number one verse before.
That's. Oh, yeah. Okay. 这个是第十六章的第二十三节诗。不顾经典指示而随心所欲行事的人，既不能变得完美快乐，也达不到至高无上的目的地。Yes.
So when it is mentioned, also it is the word came kamakarta. Kamakarta means acting whimsically in lust. The word kamakarta.
Yeah.
No?
就是出于物质欲望而随心所欲的形式，就是 karma karata.
So this is the karma who do him humiskali, whatever he likes he did humiskali. So that way if you do, you will not get the destination and you will not get the peace, you will not get the siddhi, nothing.
所以我们知道，如果一个人他随心所欲的，他要做什么就做什么，随心所欲的去满足自己的这个欲望哈，那这样的人他是没有办法真正到达他要去的目的地，内心也没有办法平静、快乐、完美。Yes.
Sometimes people say, "Oh no, no, my heart is calling me, do this, do this. My heart is."It is not heart is not calling. It is actually calm. This is the desire.
那有的人会说啊，我的心在呼唤我去做什么，追逐什么。那这个时候我们就要小心了。事实上，在呼唤你的不是你的心，是你的物质欲望。
So you have to see what is the road, what is the way. So who.Way we can go, how get the destination. That's why Shastra Vidhimu Suryam. If you take the scripture, according the scripture, if you go, so you can get the destination.
所以这节诗给我们的训示非常的重要。我们要按照经典的规定，这边有讲，我们要找对了路。这边讲到了这个 Shastra Vidhim 经典的规定。如果我们找对路的话，我们必然就能够达到这个至高无上的目的地，但是如果我们随心所欲的话，就没有办法。
So this is the statement in many statement in Bhagavad Gita. Also we found so these way so many like material. This calm is like material desire. No, the desire is coming like thousand desire coming always in our minds.
所以《薄伽梵歌》里面讲到这么多的这个关于物质欲望的这个主题，那事实上我们的心就是经常就是有千千万万个这种飘荡来飘荡去的这些物质欲望缠绕着我们。
So like Krishna also give the example like rivers, the river are going towards ocean.Many river comes to ocean, no? Pouring the water. So like that, like apurjya manam achala pratishtam samudra vapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kama yaha pravishanti sarve sa apnu. Nakamakami. So like the river flowing and towards ocean. So like that, like the so many desire flowing, it is coming to our mind.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》中有一节诗谈到有一个非常美好的一个比喻，他说这个这么多的这些欲望，他们真的就像是那个河流，而我们就是要保持像海洋一样的宽广，能够容纳这些百川之水，然后能够保持依然保持这样的波平浪静，不受这些无尽的欲望之流的干扰，我们才能够心平气和。而拼命去满足这些欲望的人，永远不会有平静。
So if someone not disturbed by this, because the desire is coming, like thousand desire coming, many moments, many desire comes. But if someone not disturbed by that desire,And he keep quiet, like ocean. The ocean was quiet, although so much water is coming from the river, but he was quiet. So that's why, so like that, if not disturb, that person can, he is the, so shanti mapnoti na kamo kami. He will be shanti, he will be become very peaceful. He will not disturb by this,instant flow, the desire comes continuously.
我们内心的物质欲望真的是波涛汹涌的，每天有那么多的千千万万的这种无尽的欲望，它就像那个无尽的河流一直涌进来。因此如果我们能够保持着像大海一样这么的宽广，能够容纳这些无尽的欲望之流，而就是保持就是波平浪静，不受其干扰的话，那么我们就能够才能够真正的达到所谓的shanti平静。
So that's why those who areNot disturbed by the material, the calm, the desire, so they are become steady. They are become stay steady, like remain steady, so they become also steady.
不受欲望的这种物质欲望的干扰的人，才能够保持这种心意的平和稳定。
So how this desire will?Never affect us.
How this desire can affect us?
Yes, cannot affect us.
那怎么样才能够就是杜绝这些物质欲望对我们的干扰？
So when you desire supreme desire, then this small desire will go out.
当我们跟就是至尊的欲望，就是至尊的意愿结合起来的时候，那么我们低等的这种无用的这种物质欲望，它自然就会平息。
What is the supreme desire?
而什么叫做至尊的意愿呢？至尊的欲望，这是什么呢？
Hare Krishna.
Krishna consciousness.
Yes, the service of Krishna. Desire of service of Krishna. So that is the supreme desire. So when this desire will come to our heart, so the other desire will go out. This is the supreme desire.
至尊的意愿就是指的就是说跟 Krishna 相连，就是那个Krishna 知觉Krishna 知觉意识的意思。我们怀着 Krishna 知觉去满足 Krishna.
So this is the because the sense gratification always disturbs us. But this is not sense gratification, this is the prem, this is the love, this is the transcendental loving service which we can release, we'll never disturb.
物质欲望对我们真的是非常的打扰，让我们的非常的纠葛困顿，但是如果我们跟就是怀着 Krishna 知觉跟至尊主相连的话，那么我们会能够处在一种非常的平和喜乐的状态，我们能够就是品尝到那样的超然的喜乐的滋味。
The devotee of Krishna have no material desire and therefore they are in perfect peace.
Krishna 的奉献者因为没有物质欲望，所以他们能够达到完美的完美的这种the perfect peace, 完美的平静状态。
Okay.
Yes.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, actually, this is not one day topic, no, this is kind of like a big topic, no, the calm, this is the material. So, there is so many, katha, so many stories, so many the instructions in shastras.
在经典中有那么多的教导，有那么多的故事都在讲述关于这个物质欲望的故事。
So I will give one small example.
我来给大家讲一个小故事。
Actually, I was thinking too, because if I will start the Billamangala Katha, it will take big time. So, we are already not so much time. So, I can want to small Katha, because these are the big Katha. So, so there is like one man. He was very poor. He was very poor.
今天因为时间不太够，所以 Maharaj 说只能讲一个小故事，没办法讲太长的故事，所以他讲现在开始来讲一个小故事。他说有一个很穷很穷的男人。
So one man, he was poor and he was working and he was taking the bag, some labor work,
他就做了一些这种苦力的工作，劳动的工作，
He was taking the load in his shoulder, in his head, no? And he feel because he is now so ill and he cannot take so much load in now more because his health is not permit.
那因为他现在健康状况已经不是很好，所以他也没有办法就是做太苦的太过劳动的这种工作，太大的苦情他已经没办法了。
He thought he will open like iron shop, so he will do the iron the cloth, no? And it is not so much investment and one iron and he canEasily he can make the money and not so hard labor work.
那因为他的身体状况已经不允许他在做过度操劳的这种工作，所以他就来做了一个比较轻松的，就是熨衣服，熨烫衣服的这种工作。
And he never did any, in his life he never did any iron cloth, nothing, he don't know anything. But he saw,people are doing iron and iron is only one machine and he can do and he can get the money easily, no need to take heavy work.
You say he used iron to do the work?
No, he was thinking iron is very like if he do the iron cloth, people know and he
okay. 他就想说他如果能够做一点比较轻巧的工作，就是熨烫衣服的话，那么他就不用承载那么大的那种劳动之苦，劳力的那种工作。
He selected one the busiest the street. He put one table and he iron. So he started to do the iron, the old iron, old iron. Right? You know, old iron means put it fire, no? And not electric iron. It's old iron.
然后他就在街上就弄了一个小摊子，然后因为他的那个熨斗是旧式的那种熨斗，是要用火的，不是现在那种比较现代科技的那种熨斗，不是插电的，是用火的，用火烧的。
And the old iron, you know, they put the coal and they set the fire and they put some the air and it become fire. Then they will do the iron. And because he saw that and he did, and he did. One man gave him money and gave the cloth. He says, okay, do. So he did. But the man came with and he complained. Okay, you did one cloth better, best way. But another cloth you didn't did nicely. So so take my money. Did you understand?
You say the man complained.
Yes, because the one man came and he
yeah.
and he gave the cloth.
Yeah.
And what he did, he one time he just make the fire and he thought, because he never have any experience, and that the iron was hit, and he one cloth was nicely he did the iron. And another cloth, the iron was, there is no fire, no? So the fire was low, so the cloth was not ironed properly. Understand?
Yeah, yeah. 然后这个 So this is what?
This is the old iron, not electric iron.
Oh, yeah. 因为这个是旧的熨斗，那个旧式的熨斗是要用，它是用煤炭，然后就用火，用煤炭点燃了火，然后用这样的方式来加热，来熨衣服，所以它的状况不是很稳定，可以控制得很好。所以有一个人，他就有一个人来拿衣服来给他熨这个衣服。那第一件，因为那个煤炭就烧得很充分，所以那个热度就够，所以第一件衣服熨得很不错。可是第二件那个火力就消退了，所以就第二件衣服就熨得不好，所以那个人就埋怨他的客人就埋怨
So, but he was sincere. He then, because he could not understand, that man came who gave the cloth. He says, this is a sincere person, but he don't know how to do the iron. And he know, but he don't know, because he was thinking, one time only you hit, then it can go all away. But it is not like that. You have to time to time, you have to put the iron in fire. So, so then you can do proper iron.
Hmm.那因为他其实经验不足，他不知道说这样的熨斗其实是要一直不断的在加煤炭下去，让它一直保持那个温度。他以为一次就是弄就是把它加热之后就好了，所以他没有这个经验，所以才会遇到这个状况。
That's why it's called iron in the fire, because being Krishna consciousness, remembering Krishna is a moment to moment.Think, not that we chant only 16 rounds, we chant, but it is finished. But we have to like iron, you have to put iron in fire time to time. So always, moment to moment, you have to think of Krishna. Oh, okay, we 16 rounds will finish. It is, but the material desire, the calm can attack anytime.
所以其实这个小故事它在教导我们什么呢？其实我们的 Krishna 知觉啊 ，Krishna 意识知觉，其实就像这个熨斗一样，我们要时时刻刻保持这个火力在无时不刻，不是说我们念诵16圈念完了就算了，就把它丢在一边，不是的，我们时时刻刻必须要就是不断的猛力的在加火。因为随时这个物质的 Maya, 这个物质的欲望随时都有可能在侵袭我们。
So this is the, because sometimes we are not always connect, because this the lust, anger, they disconnect us.
因为我们没有时时刻刻都保持跟这个没有保持在这个 Krishna 知觉的状态中，我们没有时时刻刻，就像那个 那个熨斗的火，它没有时时刻刻的在保持燃烧，好，所以才会有让那些所谓的这些愤怒、贪婪、物质欲望，他们才会趁机而入。所以我们应该要时时刻刻保持这个火力，来保护我们的 Krishna 知觉。
Like and that's why then we disturb us and we disconnect with Krishna. That's why because we could not connect properly. When you connect properly and always being connected to Krishna, that means always remembering him.
时时刻刻跟 Krishna 保持连结的意思就是时时刻刻都记忆着 Krishna， 如此我们的心就会不受打扰，好，不受这些负面的能量的这些东西的打扰。
It is not like that. Okay, the calm will never affect me, and I will go to such a secluded place. I will do the bhajan like Saurimuni did. Saurimuni thought, I will go to inside the water. No one can disturb me, so I can. The calm can go inside any place. The lust can arrive any place.
对，这个不要说这个 calm 啊，这个物质欲望啊，以为就是好，我现在的物质欲望我已经止息了，现在我可以随心所欲，我要去哪里就可以去哪里了，啊，我可以下水了，本来是要加火，现在可以下水，随心所欲的下水了。结果事实上这个物质欲望它是无处不在的，无论你跑到哪里去，它随时都有可能，只要我们一不小心，它就会就能够伺机而入。
So Vrindavan, that famous place is still there. Saurimuni, where Saurimuni did tapasya in Vrindavan, inside the water of Jamuna.
Who?
Saurimuni, who did the tapasya inside the water in Jamuna water. 10,000 years, he did tapasya.
10,000 years.
Yes.
那个Saurimuni, 他在Vrindavan 的这个 Jamuna 河，在那边在水中苦行，一万年的时间。
We are thinking because we will not affected by calm. No one, I am such a control person. Sometimes we are proud, no? We dominate. We control our calm.
那这个Saurimuni 呢，他觉得自己很有把握，他觉得自己从事这样巨大的苦行在水中，整个身子都在水中，他觉得他已经完美的控制住他的物质欲望了。
So that's why if someone thinking like that, if someone thinking, no, I will control my calm, and I will do this, like Saurimuni has like that, and he for controlling his senses and the mind, so he went inside water and he did 10,000 years the bhajan, the tapasya, first it he did. So at last what happened? Because only the external and only your strength, your practice, you cannot conquer your calm. Your lust.
Yes.
By own strength.
那这个 Saurimuni 呢，他就是这样子在这个水中从事这样的巨大的苦行一万年的时间，他觉得他已经完美的控制了他的感官跟心意，好，控制了这些所有的一切。但是问题是，他所做的这些苦行其实只是一种外在的浅表的一种人为的一种控制。Yes.
So he was inside water and he did 10,000 years the tapasya, but only when he saw the two fish, they are doing the sex, which I don't know, sex intercourse. So he was disturbed.
然后 虽然他在Sabari Muni 他在水中从事了这么久的这种苦行啊，那但是他在水里面看到瞬间，他看到两只鱼儿在鱼水交欢，他瞬间他真的是被刺激到了。
So he and we know everyone knows how he come out water because he's so disturbed and he asks that time he was 10,000 year means 10,000 year tapasya he was so old man and he come to that king he says give me one your daughter I will marry.
那他受到这两只鱼儿啊，在那边交欢的这一幕场景的刺激是那么的巨大，他的整个心，好，本来他自以为已经控制得很好的心，整个都被打乱了。那虽然我们知道他在水中从事了一万年的时间的苦行，他已经事实上他已经是一个就是一个老人了，好，年纪已经很大了，但是他还去找国王，告诉国王说，我要你的女儿，请你把女儿嫁给我吧。
So that time in Mathura, the king was Mandata. He had 50 daughters. So he says, okay, you come and take, because we have the swayambar, we have the choice. The girl, if you girl, only one girl will choose you, so we have there is swayambar ceremony. So come, he knows, because who can choose this old man? So he, because he did so much tapasya and he had the siddhi, so he become so young and beautiful youth boy. So all 50 girls give the garland with him. He married 50 girls, 50 daughters.
He married 50 daughters?
Yes, all the 50 daughters give the garland.
Wow. Oh. 然后这个国王他有50个女儿。那这个他到马图拉去，然后再找到这个国王Madata 国王，然后他这50个女儿，但是问题是他当时已经是个老人了，但是由于他有练了一身的这个神秘瑜伽的这种力量，所以他把自己摇身一变变成一个身强力壮的俊美的少年，然后因此他就这个国王就让他的女儿举办了这个就是这个所谓的这个世亲大会选亲大会。那因为他那个时候让自己显得是那么的年轻的貌美，因此这国王的50个女儿每一个女儿都给他挂上花环，他们都想嫁给他，因此他就一口气娶了这50个女儿。
So many years after,
公主50个公主。
Many, many years passed, he was completely in sense gratification, no, she completely forgot everything. So one day he asked his wife, what, so he says, this is this so many years already passed, we have like, immediately, so my God, I lost, I was thinking I had great rishi, I controlled, but how the lust dominate me, and this is the, so Krishna says, it is very, very difficult to overcome this. So then he immediately gave up everything, and he went, and he started his journey, again spiritual journey. Then he got the salvation.
那这个Sabari Muni 呢，所以他娶了这些公主之后，他就过着跟这些公主们过着这种自情纵欲这种生活所以这段一个时间就是他就整个都是在这种跟公主的感官享乐中，在欲海中这种沉沦迷醉生死，然后因此经过了很长很长的时间，他就觉得说，我怎么会就是如此的迷失自己呢？我到底在干什么？我曾经是那么好的控制住我的心意跟感官，而我当今却沦落到这种境界。因此他就在那个时候幡然醒悟，他就开始就是走回他的灵性的道路，后来他得到了就是救赎。
So there is many, many, many incident. So actually time is not permitting. So actually if you have time, we can continue next class. Or what is it?
Yeah. 因为今天时间不是那么的够可以讲更多的故事，所以我们今天只能讲这种很短的这种故事来启发大家。下一次我们有比较足够的时间，我们会跟大家讲更多关于这方面的这种欲望的这种故事。
Have any we'll take some question and maybe next class we finish this. And there is some nice some pastimes and we can discuss little.
下一次我们就会来再来讲述一些逍遥时光。好，那我们现在 Maharaj, so we take question now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now take a question or we'll do the continue katha as you like.
Yeah, so we take question now, okay?
Yes.
Okay, the first question is from Rose. My obeisance is to Guru Maharaj and to Shamasundari. I'm so grateful. This is not a question. And just express her gratitude to all the devotees engaged in the service, Hare Krishna. Okay. And the next one is Janaka Prabhu question. Offer, Dingbai Maharaj, Dingbai 翻译和奉献者们通常说一切都能用来服务主，但又说唯有嫉妒不能服务主，这是否只是对奉献者而言呢？有一些主的逍遥时光中投身为恶魔的生物体，有不少就是嫉妒主，把恶魔演到极致来服务主，想打斗的愿望，这是否可以认为他们是用嫉妒在服务主呢？因为他们基本上也都得到了主的仁慈救赎。 OK Maharaj, this is Janaka Prabhu's question. So my obeisance is to Maharaj. And his obeisance is to devotees. He said, you said, everything, we usually say everything can be used for the service of the Lord. But you say only envy cannot be used for the service. So
yes.
Is this is intended, for devotee? Only devotee talk about this. Because some, past times, some demons, they are so envious. And but such envious demons, they take advantage of their envy to serve the Lord. Why? Because they serve Lord's desire to fight. They take advantage of their envy to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Because the Lord want to fight. So can we think that, they take advantage of their envy to serve the Lord? Because finally they got, salvation. Liberation,
yes. That is a good question, but that is not our path.
但是这不是我们的道路。
You cannot, because that those who are the demon, they are the devotee, because they fall down, because they come down here, material world, become demon because they want to participate with Lord's service.
那我们奉献者一般不是走这样的道路。之所以所谓这边讲的这些嫉妒的恶魔，其实他们是有一些奉献者他们堕落，然后来到这个物质世界，就是扮演着这个恶魔的角色来服务 Krishna 想打斗的这个愿望。
And they always think about Krishna, but that is not a way to connect. That is not the system.
那这些恶魔他们也是一直想着 Krishna, 怀着就是一直在想着 Krishna 的这种状态，但是 但是这不是我们推荐的方式。
Because you cannot become like that.
因为我们不可能像他们这样子啊。
That's why the Jiva Goswami in Sandarbha it is mentioned, he says, that is not our path, that is not disciple succession.
所以这不是我们的师徒传承的教导，就是说以这种恶魔的方式来服务 Krishna， 嫉妒的方式来服务 Krishna， 这不是我们这个师徒传承中的教导。
So that is the way to that is the one of the service utilize we learn from the demon. So there should be the demon disciple succession.
那
understand？
如果我们说这个恶魔是就是他们以这个恶魔的身份来服务 Krishna， 以嫉妒来服务 Krishna 的话，那应该这个就是属于恶魔的传承，一种恶魔的这种师徒传承，恶魔的传承，他们的方式有他们的方式。
So who is the disciple of great demon Hiranyakashipu？
那谁是 Hiranyakashipu 这个超级大恶魔的门徒呢？
And where is his disciple succession？
那他的师徒传承，他的传承是什么时候开始的呢？
So there is no disciple succession. We cannot learn from that.
所以我们Maharaj 的意思就是说，根本就没有这个所谓的恶魔的这种传承。所以意思就是说，我们没有办法从这种方式去学习奉爱服务，我们也只有从正宗的方式来学习奉爱服务。所以这个部分是不是一个正式的推荐的方式。
There is in Bhagavatam's sloka also, Narada Muni says, devotee cannot remember like that, demon remember like always, Lord.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛中 ,Narada Muni 也讲到，就是奉献者可能还做不到像恶魔那样，他们朝思暮想都想要杀掉 Krishna， 他们那种想是那么的急切的想。
Like Kamsa, who Krishna? Kamsa was always remembering Krishna all the time.
Kamsa 就是这样， Kamsa 他真的是无时不刻的就想着 Krishna。
So it is said like that, but this is not the way path. So Jiva Goswami said this is not the way to
对，这个不是我们该走的道路，那是恶魔之道。他们是因为对 Krishna 的那种恶意，所以一直想着 Krishna， 把他视为敌人。可是这不是奉献者该走的道路。
So that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Anusuyam, Arjun, you are not Anusuyam. Anusuyam means you are not envious to me. That's why I'm giving this knowledge to you.
就是在薄伽梵歌中 ，Krishna 跟 Arjuna 讲说，他说 Arjuna， 因为你不嫉妒我，所以我要把这些知识都向你揭示。
Because if you are envy, you cannot receive any knowledge from higher authority.
因为一个嫉妒的人是没有办法从权威处很好的来接收这个经典的教导的。
So this is that's why you have to an envy. You cannot enter the path of spiritual realization. The spiritual.
一个嫉妒的人是没有办法进入灵性的殿堂。然后达到这种灵性的觉悟的。
So that's why Jiva Goswami forbid, he said, and also Krishna says, Sukadeva Goswami also says, Nirmascharanam Satam, it is Nirmaschar. Those who are not envious, they can enter in Bhagavatam.
Krishna 也说过，就是只有一个不嫉妒的人才能够真正进入圣典薄伽瓦坛的殿堂。
So our Vaishnava Acharya also says, he says, everything you can utilize Krishna says, only envy you cannot utilize this. You have to throw it out.
我们的前辈的奉献者灵性导师们也都说了同样的话，所有的一切都可以用来为 Krishna 做服务，唯有嫉妒是没有办法的。所以我们应该要剔除这个嫉妒的这个可怕的这种品质，把它剔除掉。
OK. Yes.
Okay. The next one is Vip. Okay. She or he would like to know You mentioned about, you know, don't be envious of devotees, but he would like to know what's the symptom that indicate the envy, you know, being envious of devotee, what's the symptom?
They don't know the symptom of the envy. Envy means, envy, what is the envy everyone knows. What is
how to manifest? How to manifest the envy? You know, if we say someone is envious of devotee, how to manifest that kind of envy?
Oh Krishna, this is the, if someone, we see someone and we don't like, because we say, whenever we see someone's the good qualities, and because envious person cannot see good qualities, that is the first thing. Envious person never see the good qualities.
嫉妒的人是看不到别人的。
Every person has the good qualities. They have bad qualities, also they have good qualities.
其实每个人的身上都有好品质，一定有他的闪光点的。好，不可能只有不好的，一定都找得到好的品质。但是嫉妒的人的特质，他就是他没有办法看到别人身上的展现的好品质，然后他也忍受不了别人的好品质。
And anything who actually when you think like if you see someone I like devotee, they towards the devotee, if we don't have any good, the loving exchange, we don't have any exchange, we behave like very bad way, nasty way. So this is the sign of, because we hate, we envy, this is hate also, it's the same, envy.
那这个嫉妒的人他也看不见不得别人这种爱心的这种交流他们觉得非常嫉妒因为就是他们的本性就是这种处在这种很低能量的这种嫉妒的这种心态所以他很痛恨别人拥有的他没有所以当别人有一些好的东西有爱的东西在进行在交流的时候他是受不了的。他是愤世嫉俗的
And also we never appreciate.
他也不会去欣赏别人也不会去感恩别人。
Whatever service they do, we never appreciate. Oh, indeed.
我们不论做了什么为他做了什么服务他也不会感恩我们不会珍惜我们所做的服务。这就是嫉妒的一种表现。
So there is many things, and we have experience, everyone has experience. What is the envy and what is the...The correction. If someone knowingly doing, or someone not knowingly doing something wrong, you can correct them. Okay, but the envy, and we know this thing. If someone envy, he cannot see the good qualities.
如果有人是一种嫉妒的品质的话，他是没有办法看见别人的好品质的。那有些时候我们就是。You say we will correct other people, knowingly correct other people.
Now, if someone has something, some problem, so we can correct them. That is not envy.
Oh, I see. 如果有些时候别人身上有一些问题的时候，我们会为了帮助他而去纠正他。好，这个不是嫉妒。可是嫉妒的人，嫉妒的人他的表现是他根本就看不，就是看不见，也见不得别人的好。
Like that is not envy. Like father, mother correct the son and daughter. Hey, my dear daughter, my dear son, do like this. No? So that is not envy. And but another way when you treat very bad way, that is envy. Because we are not correct them. We are just because out of envy we do very bad way behavior. Our behavior is very bad towards the devotees.
所以我们身边的这些爱我们的人这种因为一种爱的一种交流出于善意可能会纠正我们身上有一些不好的 不恰当的行为，这是由于出于爱而这么做。可是嫉妒的品质完全不是这样，他没有这种爱的这种品质，他其实是就是受不了，就看他看到的都是别人看到了，尽量都是看到别人不好的，他没有办法去欣赏别人的品质，他是不由自主的，就是去看到别人的不好，然后不是由于要为了要帮助他纠正他而去看到别人的不好。
And also when you sit in the class, you are thinking, oh, I know everything. These are they don't know anything. That is the envious, great envy, because that's you cannot hear because someone speaking. Anyone you are sitting and any devotee is sitting and speaking, so you cannot hear because this envy thing you cannot because it was so much envy. Oh, what he can speak. He is doing it because out of envy, we cannot. This is the many devotee happen like that. He cannot listen because although he was sitting and he was just watching where he is doing wrong, where he is saying something it's not appropriate, like that. Many envy people I saw, they cannot hear because out of envy that will lead because they cannot hear this.
这个嫉妒的品质展现出来的时候，甚至于是在奉献者也经常会有这种状况发生。一个嫉妒的人，他是就是没有办法去聆听别人的。有些时候有奉献者在讲课或者在讲话，那个满怀嫉妒心的人，他就是完全都是在挑这个在讲话的人的毛病，他完全没有办法去欣赏，也没有办法真正的去聆听别人要表达的东西，好，所以这就是这个嫉妒的这种展现。
So when you think, no, I don't know anything, so I want to hear. So then you can hear any person, you cannot any devotee. If someone speaking, you can hear, you can learn so many things. When as soon as you think yourself, oh, I know everything.And then this is the envy, great envy. Then you cannot listen. Many things you cannot observe, and many things cannot you receive.
所以这个心里就是这种妒火中烧的人啊，他就觉得自己自视甚高，觉得他自己是最了不起的，他没有必要去听别人的，所以他想当然而他是没有办法从别人那边去接受到这些美好的教导。可是心怀谦卑的人，他却总是能够从那别人就是从别人那边能够去接收到那些美好的这种知识，美好的这种教导，能够虚心的求教，所以他能够就是这种态度能够帮助他成长。可是嫉妒的人却没有办法，因为他完全容不下别人，也听不见别人。
So this is the sign of not envy.They are completely free from envy. And that is the great example when Sukadeva Goswami came in to Parikshit Maharaj and everyone sitting there and all the rishis big and Sukadeva Goswami only 16 years old. When he come there to sit, everyone stand up. Even Narad Muni was there, everyone, because they don't have any envy. Because, okay, what this boy going to speak?Okay, please listen. They sit down and listen the katha. If someone has envy, he cannot tolerate. Oh, what this boy can speak? I know everything.
这里有一个很好的例子。Yes, more?
No, okay.
这个 Sukadev Goswami, 就是一个很好的例子来讲述。当时Sukadev Goswami,他到场的时候，他要向那个 Parikshit 王，他被诅咒嘛，七天七夜之后就会死亡。那 Sukadev 他一到的时候，全场的那些大圣人，那些伟大的那些奉献者大圣人们，他们都全部都就是起身迎接他。然后其中有一个就是这个 Narada Muni, 他也站起来。这就是他们身上展现的这种美好的品质。没有丝毫的嫉妒之心。当时 Sukadev Goswami 他只有16岁，只是一个小男孩，可是由于他是这么高的符合这么高的资格，所以全场的这些圣人们，他们对他都是毕恭毕敬的，因为他们是心中没有嫉妒的污染的一些圣人，所以他们也能够辨识出 Sukadev Goswami 他的崇高的地位，所以他们能够很好的从 Sukadev Goswami 这边聆听到接收到这个完美的这个超然的知识，奉爱的科学。
This is the symptom which because they are the free from the envy.
嗯，所以我们就知道，因为他们的展现出来的，就表现出来的一切，就是没有任何的嫉妒，所以这个聆听啊，讲述跟聆听之间的这个交流才会那么完美。
And we can himself we think what is our position, what we are.Where envy or where we are stand.
所以我们可以用这个来检查我们自己，我们是立足于什么样的层次呢？我们内心是充满了这个污染，这个嫉妒的污染，还是说我们是已经比较减少了这样的污染？我们可以检查自己的。
Okay.
Yes. Maharaj, next question is from Sati Mataji.
Okay.
She would like to know about Prajapati. Prajapati, you mentioned about Prajapati.
Yes.
Or Daksha Prajapati, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what does this mean?
Prajapati means who the creator of the praja. The what is said? Praja yeah. means you know. Praja means the citizen.
Yeah.
And who create the citizen? They are the first. The first Prajapati who first created the population.
Prajapati 就是生物体的祖先 yes, I know. 生物体的祖先、哦、就是因为Praja 的意思是就是人民嘛人民所以它是 Daksha, 它是就是生物体的祖先这样子。
Progeny,
yes.
Prabhupada said the progeny,
yeah.
No, first. Yeah.
Yes,
they are the
yes,
12,
yes.
12 Prajapati, the Kashyap,、yeah. and they are the Prajapati who first started the population, you know.
对，所以他们就是生物体的祖先，他们负责繁衍后代的。那 Kapasha Muni 也是。
So we are all are from our all this the human they are come from this all Prajapati. We are all the family of all this Prajapati. This is the data. These are the Prajapati. We are the family of that.
所以我们他们就是这个是所谓生物体的祖先。那人类都是来自于。他们从他们这个地方来的，Prajapati, yes, yes, let me think, Maharaj, there are four, there are four more questions, so you think you can answer more questions, or next time?
Actually, next time, because I have to go, I have to also give class, you know, our temple also.
Oh,
after 亲爱的
奉献者们，因为 Maharaj 他还要庙里还要给他们讲课，给奉献者们讲课，所以他今天也只能够先讲到这里。那我们还有四个问题，好，那麻烦一下就是。Chintamani Radha 能不能就是做一下记录一下这四个问题把它记录下来我们下一次好我们下一次来回答奉献者们的问题 Yes Maharaj
Thank you Hare Krishna
Thank you Maharaj
Thank you
His Holiness Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai 感恩所有的奉献者的参与 感恩所有参与服务的奉献者 Hare Krishna